Welcome to Raising the Lombardi.
Welcome back to Raising the Lombardi. I'm your host, Greg Avgaropoulos, and I'm joined by a lifelong Packers fan, Lionel Dubois. Lionel, thank you for joining me here. And are you ready to talk about your team here?
I love my Green Bay Packers. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Of course, of course. So we're going to get started here. And first thing we're going to talk about, we're just going to jump right into the Packers fandom. Who is your favorite Packers player of all time, and who is your current favorite Packers player?
All time would probably be B.J. Raji. Oh. And right now, I would have to go with Jair Alexander.
Jair, your big Jair guy?
He's like, I remember watching Darrell Revis back in the day in Toronto, in the Toronto series, when the Bills were in town. And I just focused on Revis Island. And Revis Island was a reality back then. That opened up football to me in totally different ways.
And going off of Revis, I think he's probably the second best corner that's ever played the game, like ever. Like, obviously, Deion's won, but Revis, man, when he was in his prime, nobody was catching anything on him. Nothing.
No. He was unbelievable. And he just shut down that quarter of the field, third of the field, right?
His side, no one was going there. You're not throwing at that side when he's there. But we're going to talk about something that may be a bit sad for you. Davante Adams obviously got dealt because I don't think, to be honest, I did hear that they offered him a bigger contract than what the Raiders offered him, but he just didn't want to stay in Green Bay anymore. So how did you feel about when that happened?
So just like I was talking to you off the air about Brett Favre, I felt the same way about Davante Adams. You know, as much as I think that Davante is an awesome talent and an incredible wide receiver who has matured, he didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And if people don't want to be there, move on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got a first and a second for him, and I think that's okay compensation. But the other thing that people don't talk about enough in the NFL is the salary cap ramifications of him moving on. And that enabled us to re-sign Devondre Campbell, Rasul Douglas, right, and a couple of other free agents, right? So I think that it's created financial flexibility. Obviously, a lot of that money went to Aaron Rodgers as well, but which creates less financial flexibility, especially down the road. But he didn't want to be there, so good luck. I wish you nothing but the best, and, you know, we'll put you up in the Packer Hall of Fame when it's all done, and I hope you do great, except one game a year, and that's against us.
And going off of him getting traded for those picks, they ended up taking a receiver in the second round this year, Christian Watson, who he's a big body, 6'4", and he's fast too. He's 6'4", and he ran a 4.3 at the combine. So I think he's gonna have a big year, considering the Packers receiving core right now is quite depleted after that trade. Obviously, you still got your boy Randall Cobb and people like that. But who do you think out of the Packers receivers is gonna take the next step as to be like, you know what, I'm gonna assert myself as the guy now that he's not here?
I think it's going to be by committee.
Yeah.
MVS is gone as well.
Yeah.
And they drafted somebody actually a couple rounds later in Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
Who is a deep threat. He's going to replace MVS. So he's going to touch the ball a couple times a game, and watch out for him in your fantasy leagues if you're playing fantasy football. I know I will be. But for the Packers wide receivers, I think it's going to be by committee, and I would not be shocked at all if the second leading wide receiver on this team or first ends up being Aaron Jones.
I was you know, actually, good point, because I was about to say, I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Jones ends up leading the team in receiving.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be throwing to him a lot on some wheel routes, on some, you know, angles. Like, he's going to touch the ball a lot, and I think that is also going to open up some room for the next guy I want to talk about here, A.J. Dillon. I think he's going to have a massive year after the year he had last year with Aaron Jones kind of missed a few games due to injury last year. What do you think he's gonna bring next year to your team?
I totally agree. I think it's a scheme thing with Matt LaFleur. Once we get you in the wrong scheme defensively, Aaron Rodgers is not letting you change.
Yep.
Right? Or you're going to be called offside. He's proven it over and over again.
He's the king of doing that.
Or he's going to get a free play and on top of that. And watch out for Dubs going deep with that. But yeah, so absolutely, I can see two running back sets with A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, and all of a sudden they're going to fake one way and go the other with either one or the other running the ball. And I see Aaron Jones doing a bunch of wheel routes too, and I see A.J. Dillon running the rock a ton, because I think they have to get back to, and I hope that Devontae Adams not being there simplifies things for Aaron Rodgers, and he believes in Matt LaFleur a little more than he has.
Yep.
You know, a heartbreak for me last year was on that last play that he threw to Devontae Adams into double coverage.
Yeah.
Just underneath that, there was a man wide open in Alan Lazard for a massive play first down that could have kept the game going. So he needs to play, Aaron Rodgers needs to play within the system and believe in Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur has won every game where Devontae Adams has not played in.
Yep.
So a couple of years ago in New Orleans, he was not there, and he was the number one wide receiver, and we didn't have a lot behind him back then. So yeah, it's interesting to see, and we'll see what develops out of that.
And you know what? I was going to say, going off of Aaron Rodgers here, he's won two straight MVPs. And obviously, he's definitely a top three, top two quarterback. Even, I mean, you could make the argument he's number one in the league right now with the way he plays. And I think he's going to have another big year. Obviously, with the depletion and with losing Devontae Adams, it's going to be harder for sure. But one guy I think who's going to have a big year coming off of injury is your boy Robert Tonyan. And when he was healthy, obviously, 2 years ago, I think he caught like 10 touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think he's going to have a big year this year coming off of injury?
I agree, and I think it's going to be a question of who's going to get the rock or the touches in the red zone.
Yeah.
And that's what Devontae Adams got a lot of last year.
Yeah, he was the red zone guy.
He was the red zone guy because he'd unbelievable moves and get wide open, and then Aaron Rodgers would throw the ball like Aaron Rodgers can only throw, and then all of a sudden it was a touchdown. So who is going to get those touches? I think they're going to run the rock more in the red zone, and hopefully A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones get a few more touchdowns that way. But absolutely, I think Robert Tonyan is in for a massive year from a TD perspective.
I agree. And now we're gonna shift to the defense, because obviously this defense had a few holes to fill. They weren't great against the run last year. They did have a few holes in that. And the passing defense also wasn't great. But you know what? I think they're going to take a big step this year. They have good pass rushers. And they drafted a big D tackle in the first round. What was his name?
Devontae
Wyatt. Yeah, with the 28th pick.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be really good for them. And another guy who I liked a lot, who they picked in the first round, Quay Walker out of Georgia. And he was actually, I think he was the second-ranked linebacker in the draft. And I think he's going to do a good job, especially stuffing the run. And he's a really athletic guy, really good. I remember watching him in the championship game on Georgia, and he was all over the field. Like, he was everywhere.
So he's an athletic freak, like Rashawn Gary was a few years ago out of Michigan when we picked him. And a lot of people thought it might be a boom or bust pick, and ended up being a boom pick, I'll call it.
He's pretty good, yeah.
He's pretty good, yeah. He's rushing the passer really good right now. What I would love to see Quay Walker do is cover the tight end. Because that's one of our weaknesses in the passing game out there has been the tight ends, the George Kittles of this world, just run crazy over us because we can't cover that part of the field. But again, if you look at this defense, and you know, if we were going to talk about any unit, right? I was going to talk about defense first before I talked about Aaron Rodgers and his offense, because they are absolutely stacked. And, you know, with Jair coming back, I think he has the potential to be a Revis type where he shuts down a third of the field. Then all of a sudden you got Stokes from last year, who was a first-round pick, who did absolutely awesome. And you got Rasul Douglas, who did really good when he was there. You got Amos and Savage in the back end that are you know, fourth year together. Campbell's back as an inside linebacker. Quay Walker, we just talked about. Preston and Gary rushing the passer, and then Kenny Clark finally gets some help in Devontae Wyatt, but they also signed Jerron Reed in the offseason, who was a KC and Seattle Seahawk back in the day, and he's going to help that defensive line as well. Just take some snaps away from Kenny Clark, because Kenny plays a lot of football.
And he's a tank.
And he's a tank.
Yeah.
He's a young tank too, actually. Yep. They draft him really, really young. And but you play that amount of football, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get nicked up.
Exactly.
And you need I need these guys in the playoffs is what I need them, right?
Yeah, and you were talking about the secondary a little bit. I was going to ask you about Eric Stokes because I've been kind of intrigued with him a little bit. He got drafted, as you said, first round last year. And he had a decent – for a rookie year, he had a pretty decent year. And he's also, like, he's fast. Like, he can move. And I was wondering next, because obviously Jair was injured last year, so he kind of had to step up a little more, and obviously hard for a rookie to do. But you talked about Rasul Douglas. He was really good after they signed him, and then I think he had, like, 5 interceptions last year. Do you think Eric Stokes takes a jump this year and he ends up being that really good number two corner they need, or do you think Rasul Douglas is going to take that spot from him?
I think what they're going to start with is they're going to start with Mr. Alexander and Stokes on the outside, and Mr. Douglas is going to be on the inside. So that's how they're going to play it out. Joe Barry is the defensive coordinator, and he was a cornerback coach back in the day. So I'm gonna let them determine it, but I'm pumped with this defense. Absolutely pumped.
Yeah, I would be too, because I think this is probably one of the best defenses you've had in quite a few years now. Like you guys have good players all around the field now, which is, you know, you haven't had that in some time.
They filled some holes that needed to be filled too. Like that, you know, and it's hard to do that in the NFL, right? You tend to want to draft the best player available, and I get that. And I've always been a mentor of that to go forward, because that's what the team needs. But here you are in a special situation where your window is starting to close, and I want another Lombardi trophy.
Last year, obviously, I bet was kind of heartbreaking for you with the Niners loss, especially in the way that game was going. You pretty much lost off a blocked punt is basically how it happened. How do you see the Packers season going this year, do you think? Because obviously the NFC got a bit weaker because the AFC is now loaded with so much talent. So where do you see the Packers finishing next year in the season in the NFC?
Well, you look at it and you got to start by winning your division.
Yeah.
Detroit is awful. Chicago are the Bears. And Minnesota decided to change their Mike Zimmer, one of the best defensive coaches out there.
Yeah.
So they're a few years away. So to me, it's that we're going to win the division.
Yeah, that's locked up.
Right?
I think that's a lock, yeah.
Totally agree. So now you're just looking at a few teams. You know, San Francisco. Yeah, you know, is it Trey Lance?
Yeah, we don't really know.
Nobody knows,
yeah,
right?
We don't know.
If you go at the NFC East, no.
Yeah.
NFC Least, right? It'd be my better argument there. So now you're looking at Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're going to be good. They're going to be up there. There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to be up there. But I don't see why we don't get home field advantage again, which is just incredible part from one of the most underrated coaches in the NFL, who's called Matt LaFleur. Nobody talks about him.
Yeah, which is odd because he's really good. Like I've been a huge fan of him ever since he came into the league. I think he's a really good coach, and he doesn't really get a lot of praise because I know he has Aaron Rodgers and people don't want to give him that much credit, but
go have a look at Aaron Rodgers' stats before Matt LaFleur showed up.
Yeah.
Right? The last couple of years with Mike McCarthy, he was just winging it.
Yeah.
And not playing in the system whatsoever. And he's had a little growing up to do with Matt and believing in him. And I think he still does. But yeah, no, I'm a big believer in Matt LaFleur. And if again, right, we talked about special teams, right? Special teams is the big Achilles heel to that team all of last year, actually. Their kicking was awful. But what did they do in the offseason? Pick up the Raiders head coach as their special teams coordinator.
Rich Piscaccia.
Yeah. Right? And I feel the game of football is a lot about passion, right? Mm-hmm. It's about putting players in the right position and them letting them do what they need to do. But it's also about wanting them to do more and wanting them to be the best that they can be and coaching them along the way so that mistakes don't happen.
Yeah, so that's all the time we have now for this episode.
Sure.
But thank you for joining me. Really appreciate it. This has been the Packers episode. And be sure to catch us on the CKDJ website. Thank you for joining me once again.
My pleasure.
And this is why the Packers will win the Super Bowl this year.